You're listening to Lavender Language with your host, me, Adrian Ramirez. On this special episode of Lavender Language, we're catching up with some of our favorite past guests and asking them their top three songs of 2020. And today, we're speaking with Paul Kindersley.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to Lavender Language.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so nice. Yes, I can. Oh, yes. And I can also see your very thick eyebrows. They're amazing.
I've never trimmed them.
You can't see them, but they're very dark. And this is why they look different, because you usually have them bleached.
I'm trying to encourage more of the monobrow, but it's not fully
It looks really good. I'm really into the monobrow. I also tried to do it, but it didn't really work.
I saw old pictures of me when I was like 16 or 17. I did have a monobrow. And then this friend of mine, her mom was like, oh, I'll deal with that for you. And then she did. And then now and then I'd like pluck a hair out, but nothing serious. But then I was like, do you know what? I think this year of lockdown, if I leave it for a whole year, not touching it, will it fully come back? I just think it makes me look really intellectual, you know? No, wait, this is not what we're talking about, is it?
It's very chic. I love it. But what we are here to talk about are your top three songs of 2020. Three songs that made your 2020. But first, I want to ask you, what have you been up to in the past year?
I'm just trying to be as busy as possible in a time when it's really hard to be busy. So I've just been doing as much like writing, drawing. I did a whole thing of ceramics. I've been editing a film. Just being creative, because to be honest, like creativity is like the thing that keeps us humans going and alive. So it was just even more like, I feel like it was almost like a coping strategy to try and be extra creative. But it didn't work all the time. But sometimes you just have to like do it. I tried to do all these different things. Try to write loads, try to draw loads. But yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, like you said, I think it was a good coping mechanism at least because...
Yeah, I mean, it's like everyone's having like weird troubles. So sometimes I like have intense bursts, but it's like normal anyway, just on extra.
Yeah. Yeah. Honey, I feel that. I feel that on a very emotional level.
Because I love walking anyway, and then you don't have to like, you know, you don't have to really, you know, you can just walk around and think and wonder and...
Well, the good thing is that you live in South London, which means that you can easily get into the city center, which has probably been absolutely dead.
Yeah, some of it. But then recently, like the weekends were a bit stressful, so I just avoided it at the weekend. But yeah, it's nice to be able to wander around. Yeah, as I was saying, taking advantage of all the reduced items in every department store.
You were a frequent shopper at Fortnum & Mason's, which if you don't know what Fortnum & Mason's is, it is essentially where the Queen shops. The Queen essentially does all of her grocery shopping
and
there.
Because no one was buying stuff, like it was cheaper than Tesco's and less people. But also the other top tip was the Japan Center, because they normally have a restaurant there, but they were still having all the stuff. So literally you could buy all your eggs, really nice organic eggs for like less than a quid. It was really good.
Amazing.
So I bulk bought like catering packs of like seaweed, sesame seeds. I've been having to like make my own like weird mixes because I've just got catering size quantities of Japanese ingredients.
I love that.
Don't like spending on the family.
Well, Paul, let's hear your first choice. What is your first choice?
I just thought I would choose These Hoes. Like, I don't even know how you spell it because it's spelled very oddly, H-E-A-U-X.
Oh, like a hoe. Yeah, like H-E-A-U-X. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And it's the most like depressing nihilistic song in the world, in my opinion. So it like really summed up this whole year, even though it's from like, I should know this off the top of my head, but it's like 2 years old. I ain't like these hoes. Don't compare me to no one. Money green like a CeeLo. Yeah, my pocket's so swollen. I ain't like these hoes. Don't compare me to no one. Money green like a CeeLo. Yeah, my pocket's so swollen.
Who's it by?
It's by Danielle Bregoli, who was the Catch Me Outside girl.
Oh my god, no, I didn't know that. But that's
that
so
whole,
funny
like
to
Dr. Phil or whatever. Yes. I didn't really know, and yes, basically it just couldn't be more now to have someone who's like, but weirdly I think she's like obviously unbelievably intelligent, and it's obviously like a strategy from the beginning to get like on these programs, get yourself noticed enough so you can build this like entire career. So half of me is just like, wow, this is
brilliant
how it works now. But also it's just unbelievably depressing because, and she's like, I mean, I don't want to guess. I think she's like, she's a young teenager and the song is like quite adult and it's really depressing.
I think she like literally might be, she might be like 20. Like she's very
young. No, she's not. She's like 15 something. It's really too much.
No, she had to have been like at least 15 when she first was on the show.
Yeah, and she's got like,
and that was a few years ago now.
She's got like lips and tattoos and things. So I guess
she looks like a completely different person now.
But yeah, there's just something about it. And the whole song is like 2 minutes long. And it's just, I find it really catchy. But it's like, it's super depressing. It's like a character that was invented by like Harmony Korine or like, you know, it's like Gummo for 2020 or when, I wish I knew off the top of my head when it came out. Sorry, it probably is 2 years ago or something. And it just has this like super sharp video, which is like all rap videos and sort of like porn aesthetic all together. And it's like, it makes me really depressed. So maybe that's why I was listening to it this year.
And just, like, what's your favorite lyric from it?
Can I say rude things?
Absolutely, you can say rude things. Says, like, in fact, I encourage you.
And I quite like that because I'd never heard the...
Say that again?
She describes everyone else as dick riders. So I'd never heard that as like an insult before. So like all these hoes are dick riders. And, you know, I just was interested.
That's in power.
But it's just, yeah, there's something about like her as like a creation. And I don't know who created it. Like, did she create it? Did her mum create it? Did like the USA create it, Adrian? Did the USA?
I mean, no, I think the US definitely helped create her.
Well, there's something about these kind of characters that it's like, I don't know. They're like from a book or something. They're like from American Psycho or something. There's like, you couldn't, yeah. And I tried not to get too involved in like watching other things about her and stuff because it's sort of weird. Also, it shouldn't happen. She's like, yeah, like a child turned into, but I think she's quite aware and that's how she could harness it herself and become like probably a billionaire by now. Who knows? I have no idea. She's probably running like Amazon as well. It's just because she doesn't, to me, especially like, I don't know, like make more, even more outsiders. She seems like so unreal. And it's like watching, like Larry Clark type film or something that's like really depressing, but ultimately really cool somehow. And it's like this horrible dichotomy of being these things at once. And like, I love listening to the song. It just makes me think like everything that's crap with the world, but everything that you can create as well. So it's like this horrible thing all at once. And that's very 2020. So that's why I've been listening to that.
I love that. Well, Paul, you were supposed to have a film come out this year. It was supposed to premiere. It was called The Burning Baby. Yep. And that was shot in Scotland last year, last fall.
Yeah.
How has that been to kind of have that project just stall?
Because I want it to be like a physical film experience. I want to show people, especially the people in it and everything. I want them to see it like for the first time on a big screen, not like on a laptop. Like, so we're just waiting. But it's quite interesting because normally you can't really see your own stuff for what it is straight away. Like if you make something and watch it straight away or you draw something, see it straight away, it's hard to be like to see it properly. So I'm really hoping that like seeing it in like a year's time on the big screen for the first time, I'll just be like, wow, this is amazing. Or this is really, who created it?
I mean, no, absolutely. I mean, the stills from it are so striking. So I'm really excited to see the
film. Well, I'm really upset you couldn't be in it, but next time, okay.
Yeah, absolutely, next time.
I'll ask you Danielle Bregoli of the Scottish Islands.
I love that.
Anyway, oh, she's called Bad Baby, but it's got all the H's in it.
Yeah, B-H-A-D-B-H-A-B-I-E, Bad Baby.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. It's all weird because it's all this like sort of weird Lolita thing as well. I don't know what's happening, but then all with the fake everything. And it's like, it's a mix up of all these horrible and amazing things all together. And it upsets me and excites me and worries me. And that's why it's very 2020. So there.
Love that. Well, Paul, let's hear your second choice.
Well, my second, I've actually still written down four. I was going to get rid of one of them. But, I just wanted a real banger, but with a 2020 like theme to it. And it comes from such a good album, which now you're going to ask me, I can't remember the bloody name of the album, but it's the Nadia O song and it's called Jump. And it basically the lyrics are, you make me want to jump out the window.
Oh.
Jump out the window, you make me want to jump.
The whole album is so amazing because it's basically, I don't know how, it's like really stripped down pop. It's really mental as well. It's like stressful and banging and I really like it. And this, the lyrics are like, you make me want to jump out the window. But she says it in like a, you know, it's like the bored girl at a party who's just like, I can't with this. And then even in the song, she like sort of apologizes. She's like, it's not that you're like ugly or boring or whatever. You just make me want to jump out the window. There's something about Nadia Oh, like loads of the lyrics are like, they're basic, but I think they're really like beautifully basic. She has like even a song that randomly references Kate Middleton because they're talking about in a club. And I think just because it rhymes. And I don't really know why Kate Middleton is in the song. But so anyway, yeah, you make me want to jump out the window. I've been listening to a lot. And even when I went back to work, sometimes they allow me to put on my own music when I'm life modeling. Mm-hmm. And so I often put that song on and it just would really cheer everyone up. Even though it's like really, they're just like, what is this? What? Why
was that Central Saint Martins?
Yeah, they're like, why was this song ever created? Who's singing it? I think she is not like a singer as such. I think her partner is the DJ who makes the music, and it's just somehow it's just so perfect because it's not like, I don't think they've come from like a serious point. They just want to make these like,
yeah,
songs. And I remember like ages ago, for some reason it was on like the Guardian like album of the year, and I was like, it's really weird because normally if I like some album I'm like, there's something wrong with it. And I was like, why is this on the Guardian's like top 10 albums of the year? But I was really happy that Nadia Oh was getting the recognition she should for that.
And well, so there you basically go, that's for Nadia Oh.
I keep listening to it.
Well, Paul, I want to ask your thoughts about a certain thing. Basically, it is the 10-year anniversary of the Fashion IKEA monkey. Did you know that?
Yeah, I loved it. You know, sorry, this is going to be a reference for everyone. A friend of ours, Kirsty, went as IKEA monkey for Halloween once and looked absolutely incredible. So
I love that for her. She could pull it off. But I just wondered what your thoughts on that are. 10 years of the IKEA monkey.
Do you know what? IKEA monkey and Danielle Bregolian thing, it's actually all much for muchness. You know, it's someone who's had this like 1 second of fame and made a whole lot. But didn't IKEA monkey die this year though? Or have I got that wrong?
I don't know. Maybe it did.
IKEA monkey went to like a happy home in like Canada or wherever and it was all fine. Like was all good. But I think they might have actually died. But it's exactly like Danielle Bregolian. If IKEA monkey had had a better manager or mummager, mm-hmm. IKEA monkey would have had a lot of songs out right now. Nadia Oh's producer, DJ, boyfriend, whatever, could have done the music. And seriously, I don't even know why there wasn't enough. Maybe it's because everyone did like Crazy Frog like 20 years ago or whatever it was, 15 years ago. And then they were like, we don't need Crazy Monkey, IKEA monkey. Why is there not an IKEA monkey song?
I don't know, but you know what? Justice for the IKEA monkey.
When you go like around East London, where you live, there's a lot of guys in
dress exactly like that.
In shilling coats, looking really like worried and confused, just like pressed up against glass windows. And I'm like, oh,
no, the IKEA monkey is the blueprint.
Yeah, I didn't choose any. Sorry,
you didn't choose any Nicki Minaj. I saw that there might have been on your list, but it's okay.
There are certain ones I like to listen to, but it wasn't.
Paul, give us your third choice of 2020. That's the third song that got you through the year 2020.
You know, none of these songs are from 2020, so just to get that out there, right? In case anyone's confused.
No, it's totally fine.
The other one is going to have to be "Sugar Water" by Chiba Matta. The buildings are changing into coconut trees, little by little. And it's probably one of my favorite songs of all time. So
oh, love. Moment, okay.
When I need it, the whole album "Viva La Woman" is all food based. So I mean, do you need any more than that? The whole every song is food based. There's beef jerky. There's chicken. There's Pampadu. There's a lot of different but anyway, Sugar Water is like the least based one out of order because I don't really know. I guess it's just like pop or something. Sugar Water. But
okay,
it's the most brilliant song ever. It's the lyrics are really brilliant because you don't really know what's going on. It's really magical. They're on like a mystery tour, they're on a magic island, there's like loads of symbolism. There's camels, there's black cats. It's a special song. And she's just got
What sort of vibe are you in when you're like, okay, I need to put on Sugar Water? What is the vibe you're going for? What's the mood? What's the energy of the room?
It's do you know what? Sometimes it even makes me cry because it's like really beautiful. But also, you
I
might
love
know
that.
It from, do you know Buffy, obviously? Mm-hmm. Did you watch Buffy?
I'm not a Buffy watcher, but I know it.
Okay. Well, anyway, there is an episode of Buffy where they hang out in the Bronze, which is the nightclub they go to. Sorry.
Okay.
And anyway, Chiba and Matthew are playing there. And I was so excited because I didn't see Buffy at the time, but a friend lent me the videos afterward. And I already loved Chiba and Matthew. And then I was like, there's a bit, they're like, Willow's like going to her locker and be like, oh my God, Chiba and Matthew are playing at the Bronze tonight. And I was like, what? And then they play Sugar Water. And it's really, and Buffy's having like a breakdown and like trying to annoy it. I can't actually remember what she's up to. Oh, she's pissing off Willow by shacking up with Singing Bob. Whatever. But it's, anyway, it's just like, it's sort of the most beautiful and saddest song ever. And I saw them do it live with Yoko Ono in Meltdown Thing on South Bank. And it was just an amazing moment. And again, like all the other songs, it's like all these different things at once. Like it's, they're not like happy or sad or pop song, everything at once. And it's also a bit trippy. When you have a weird year, it just is the perfect soundtrack. And it's a good one, even though it's quite long. I like to just have it on repeat and I walk around and then I sing randomly like bits of the lyrics and...
What's a lyric that just comes to your mind? What's a lyric that like stays on your head, stays in your mind?
Well, just things like when a black cat crosses your path, a woman in the moon is staring back at you and things like that, you know?
I love that
things
imagery.
Like that. And the buildings are changing into coconut trees little by little. That's what I think of when I'm walking around London with all the new buildings. And I'm like, you know what?
Yes.
Like, actually on a desert island or like some, everything's like dripping away and melting away. And those are really random bits of the song. Although the whole song.
Very Dali. I love that imagery.
It is, I guess. And now I just always, I'm so excited if there's a Chiba and Matthew reference in anything. It's like one of those things I feel like I watched a film. And one of the characters, played by Jean Triplehorn, who's a great, amazing icon. Mm-hmm. Anyway, her in her
icon
office,
diva legend.
She has a Chiba Matto poster in the film in the background. I'm just like, people know when you know, you know, you know.
When you know, you yeah. know. I feel that. Paul, now we're going into 2021. What's something that you're looking forward to in the next year? Obviously, everything is so up in the air, but I just want a shot in the dark. You know what I mean? What is one thing that you're hoping to happen in 2021? It can literally be anything. It doesn't have to be too based in reality because obviously...
I just want more creativity. And, you know, like people have been sharing the thing about, you know, like after the depression, you had like the roaring 20s or whatever.
The roaring 20s. After the plague, we had the Renaissance.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Yeah,
I just think it is a bit different these days. And things actually, weirdly, I think the depressing thing is sometimes things haven't changed in certain ways when, you know, I guess it isn't, you're busy like surviving. There isn't really a time to maybe make big changes. But I've realized how important certain things are. And I think it's, you know, for me and I guess for, I just think the ability to like be creative is like such an important human thing. And I think
absolutely
realizing about like doing things personally.
Well, I really, yeah. And I'm really happy that I know a lot of people have had like a very difficult time being creative during this time. And I'm really happy for you that you were able to find moments in which you were able to create.
You've got to force yourself as well. Like
there is a bit of that too.
Like, you know, that thing where you just have to, you know, literally sit down with a pen and even if you just scribble or write blah, 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 or like all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy like 3,000 times.
That seems like a great idea, yeah.
No, seriously, that is the way forward. You know, even if you write like 3 billion words and it's just one word, something will come eventually. I think you just have to like sit down and do something, even if it's, because you know, if you're going mad in one way or another. But to channel
what do you think? What do you think is the thing that you created that you're most proud of this year?
I think doing ceramics with an old school friend of my mom, and that was really amazing because to work with someone else, and there was just the two of us in her like workshop in the middle of nowhere, and it was I was unbelievably lucky, and it was really, really magic. And to just cut off from everything as well, it was good, because I was selfishly or cleverly or whatever, was just like, I can't see the news, or I can't see. So just to sit with someone and then have something to do with them and to feed off each other's like ideas and things is a really special thing to be able to have done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, it was a great year. Don't know what I'm talking about. Great year. I don't know, all you guys having a shit year. Go and listen to The Host by Danielle Bregoli, and that will change your...
Absolutely. Well, your three choices are going to be alongside a few of our others. So it's going to be on a beautiful playlist in which everybody can listen to and get the Paul Kindersley vibe.
It's going to be
for 2020. It's okay. I'll mix them up. I'll do like, I feel like I'm a pretty good like playlist maker. I'm like Paris Hilton when she DJs.
Nadia Oh and Danielle Bregoli right at the very end, so...
You never know what everyone else is going to choose. That's why I kind of, I'm glad that I have a good varied mix of people. So
no,
thank you so much, Paul. Sure. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining.
I have to use Zoom properly, because I've just been...
Yes. Also, your very first Zoom meeting of 2020.
No,
somehow.
I did have other Zoom meetings, but I just was like, I can't cope. And I was just like, but I had to reload it specially for you.
Thank you so much. Well, it's so appreciated. Thank you so much, Paul. And I can't wait to see what 2021 has in store for you, and hopefully has in store for us, because
yes,
I can't wait to work with you again.
It's been too long. It's been a year.
It's literally been over a year since we've seen each other, and that is very strange. That's very strange.
I should stop talking now, because otherwise I'll just keep nattering and you won't get to talk to anyone else. But yeah, I hope you enjoy the song.
Thank you so much, Paul. Talk to you really soon, okay?
Talk to you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to Lavender Language with your host, me, Adrian Ramirez, sound engineered by Edmund Shaw and produced by Tawny Cadrez Freda. Follow and reach out to us on Instagram at Lavender Language and at Adrian.Ramirez. Like, subscribe, and rate us on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you procure your favorite podcasts. See you next time.